USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Wyoming Senator, 77-year-old Mike Enzi, died Monday after sustaining a broken neck and ribs after a bicycle accident near his home in Gillette, Wyoming on Friday. Mr. Enzi was a Republican. He retired in January after four terms as a senator.
Over the years, I've gotten to work with incredible staff that have made it possible to do more than a senator by him or herself could ever do.
Arrest warrants were issued Monday for two Aurora, Colorado police officers. The APD said it issued the warrants for officers John Hobart and Francine Martinez following a July 23rd arrest for a trespassing call. The male officer is accused of pistol whipping, choking, and using a taser on the suspect he was arresting. The female officer's complaint is for failing to report the excessive force. Former California Senator Democrat Barbara Boxer was attacked and robbed of her cell phone Monday while in Oakland, California. Someone pushed her in the back and took her cell phone. USA Radio News.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
Let's get an infrastructure spending bill update with Dan Araki.
Negotiations over a bipartisan infrastructure bill continue while Senate Democrats are working on pushing a $3.5 trillion spending plan through the budget reconciliation process. Senator Tom Tillis says that package will do more harm to the economy. The North Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the Democrats' spending package will have negative consequences for several sectors of the country.
We hope that by on a bipartisan basis, getting this infrastructure package in, we can set it aside, and then the president and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi can sell this additional spending spree and the reckless taxes that will come with it. That's something else we haven't spoken about. We've got to remember it's corporate taxes, capital gains, family farmers are going to get hit hard. No one is going to be protected from the tax increase, which is another just way of undermining what was a great story to be told about rising wages before COVID hit our shores.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As hidden taxes continue to creep into our lives, many middle and low-income families worry about the cost of gasoline and the price of everything that has jumped dramatically since January due to inflation. Now California lawmakers want to tax where you drive. More on the congestion tax, Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
San Francisco leaders are considering a move to pay to drive in certain neighborhoods. Though a proposed plan is currently being studied, a base fee of $6.50 could be charged to drivers who make an annual salary of over $100,000. Areas to be considered for congestion pricing include the Financial District, Chinatown, and Fisherman's Wharf. California gubernatorial candidate Major Williams tells Fox News he's against the idea of a congestion tax.
Imposing this kind of tax is going to limit business, local restaurants and shops, which have already been burdened for an entire year. So you have to question, like, why is this and why is it those areas that are most desirable that people would like to travel to?
Shortly after 9 p.m. Sunday night, reports started lighting up police switchboards about a fireball seen streaking across the Texas sky. Those reports came from all over Texas, including Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas. The American Meteor Society officially listed the event as 4002-2021. This was likely not part of the Perseids meteor shower because it was not traveling in the same direction and was going entirely too slow. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.